And now, Ed the Sox, War on Stupid, on the Toddcast Podcast.
How do you keep an idiot in suspense? I'll tell you tomorrow. That seems to be the foundation of some so-called TV reality shows. Episode after episode, season after season, of searching for something that is always just out of reach. As an example, The Curse of Oak Island. Now, Oak Island itself is a tiny spit of land that legend says contains some enormous buried treasure. Speculation includes the pirate treasure of Captain Kidd, Shakespeare's original manuscripts, the Holy Grail, or the Ark of the Covenant. I know, it sounds like a bunch of crap, but since the 1860s, treasure hunters have been digging up the island, finding next to nothing, but a number of them have died looking. Which is good for the gene pool, but bad for logic, as this is fed into the idea that these unfortunates were the victim of the Oak Island curse, as opposed to the curse of greed and an abject lack of engineering knowledge when digging deep, deep pits on a watery land. The Curse of Oak Island TV show features a modern group of idiots digging for treasure, and digging, and digging, and digging. It's so far run 7 seasons. 7 seasons! 71 episodes! And what have they found? Well, no treasure in the ground, but treasure made from couch potatoes watching 71 hours of men endlessly digging pits and pits and pits. And then there's the recently concluded Animal Planet series, Finding Bigfoot. More like several seasons of a hairy Waiting for Godot. Though it ended after 9 years and 100 episodes, you can still find the show online if you search for it. And when you do find it, your search will have been more successful than 9 years and 100 episodes of Finding Bigfoot. Because guess what? They didn't find Bigfoot, yet there was sufficient viewership for Animal Planet to produce 100 episodes of green night vision video showing bearded morons running through the woods looking for Sasquatch hair, or an even bigger prize, Sasquatch feces. This is what counts as entertainment today, folks. 1,000 TV channels and millions of TV series available, and people watch idiots looking for Bigfoot's turds. One of these endless quest series that had some merit was Hunting Hitler, which is kind of like Where's Waldo, but with Nazis. It followed a bunch of historians following the path Hitler could have taken if he escaped Berlin. After all, his body was incinerated prior to capture, so it is possible he pulled an Elvis. The series actually managed to find secret plans for the escape of high-ranking Nazis, including some who did escape, and the bases and towns they had set up in places like South America to resume their nefarious activities. It was really interesting, but the same principle applied. How do you keep an idiot in suspense? Tune in next week, because after 3 seasons of Hunting Hitler, they didn't find Hitler. Maybe he's hiding in the woods with Bigfoot. Now there's a reality show. Yet Oak Island continues producing new episodes of basically steam shovel porn and being as successful as OJ finding the real killers. As for finding Bigfoot, they should have helicoptered in Lee Majors. He found Sasquatch 40 years ago, and it was epic. I'm Ed the Sock, and I'm nobody's puppet. Don't you be either.
Ed the Sox, War on Stupid.
The Toddcast Podcast.